to the June 27, 2012 Landmark Preservation Commission. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Maddox, Commissioners York, Jensen, and Luce. We have a quorum of five. Second item on the agenda, consent agenda, item A is excusable absences. I don't believe we have anyone called in, with the exception of North Slope ex officio McClintock. Move approval of excusable absences. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item B, summary of administrative approvals. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 3, design review. Item A is MWT Prairie Line Trail Development. Vice Chancellor Patterson, please join us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we will begin with the staff report.
Thank you, Chair. In front of you, you'll see also a cover letter from Vice Chancellor Patterson that provides a bit of background to the lead up to this schematic design presentation. And I'm going to briefly read a staff report into the record, but I don't know if the commissioners may want to just take a second to read the letter as well. I'll just go ahead by way of background. The University of Washington Tacoma is seeking approval of a schematic design for Prairie Line Trail corridor through the campus in order to continue with project outreach and list design development. At the June 27th meeting of the Preservation Commission, UWT will provide an overview of the schematic design and the changes since the last briefing. Now, as you read the letter, you'll note in the staff report that as the staff report is written, we mentioned a final design review on this, but at this point, it's not anticipated that beyond the what is presented to the commission here through the design development phase, there will be changes to the design. If there are, of course, then the commission will review it. But at this point, I think this is intended to be the last review of this project as it goes out to bid. And so I'm just letting the commission know that. The previous reviews of this project occurred in January 12, 2011, and January 25th of this year, in which the design team presented project overviews and subsequent updates to the preliminary design options on a portion of the Burlington Northern right-of-way that runs through the campus. It is planned to link with the proposed City Prairie Line Trail, which will lead downtown to the water through downtown to the waterfront. This area along Hood Street is part of the University Master Plan, and drainage processing water with the natural filtration or different methods will be incorporated along the trail, and will also be a passive bikeway and walking area with sitting areas. On February 22nd, this commission transmitted some feedback to the design team, including the remaining mechanical equipment, including signaling sheds, crossing, and related installations or artifacts, must be retained in the Prairie Line Trail design. Second, that the commission recommended development of a preservation plan for maintaining and restoration of these elements. And thirdly, that the rails should remain a primary element in any design scheme. Just a brief analysis, the commission has the jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to buildings as well as streetscapes and right-of-ways per TMC 1305.047 prior to those changes being made by virtue of the trail's location within the Union Depot Historic District. The commission has received briefings on conceptual design on January 12, 2011 and January 25, 2012. On February 22nd, the commission formally responded to conceptual designs, outlining several recommendations. And item 4, approval of the schematic design will provide the project team with the direction to proceed into their design development. The recommendation, staff recommends approval of the schematic design as the final approval, noting that if there are changes to the design, material configuration, things like that, that obviously the commission will be kept apprised of that as we're reporting. And that concludes my staff report.
All right. Vice Chancellor Patterson, take it away. I believe
you
have
the
presentation.
I do, and please feel free to stop me at any point in time along the way with questions, et cetera. So just a little bit of a recap, and then we'll get into where the schematic is at this point. But the original goals that came out of the early conversations for this area, which is now called the Prairie Line Trail, the UWT station is our section of that Prairie Line Trail. So the fact that this needs to be maintained as an open space, the tracks were an essential element of this. It was a place that where there were expectations of connection with the community. The industrial past and historic legacy significance was huge. There is also a programmatic element of cleaning stormwater in this one as well. I want it to be safe and secure. After a series of communications with people through the last 8 months or so, and including the feedback that this group gave to us, we gave some very specific kinds of direction to the design team as they entered into the schematic design. So a couple of things that are really important. So we want this project to actually be complete, so in the sense that it can connect with the city's broader goals and ambitions for the Prairie Lion Trail. So we're not stopping, or we don't have a void, if you will, in that. We are interested in creating gathering spaces that are flexible and can be used by the community, and in this sense, the broader community, not just UWT students and faculty, but the entirety of the community. We wanted the spurs and rails kind of notion, which was one of the earlier designs, to be the more informative starting point. Definitely needed to have a transition capacity through the station itself, meaning in part a dedicated bike pathway was part of that. That keeping all of the historical artifacts and elements was an important aspect to build it into the design. That the water features needed to not overwhelm the area, that we would clean the storm water as we intended to or we committed to in the grant, but it would not become a primary focus of the space. That in looking at the materials, we heard very strongly from you and others that we really wanted to maintain the material feel of the history and of the industrial nature of this, so it's really concrete and steel and wood rather than other elements. So one of the challenges of this space as we got sort of through that phase of the conversation with the community is that there are four distinct important things that people want from this space, the community wants from this space. The first one is obviously one that you have primary interest in, legacy and the heritage of the place. I mean, that it's so important that we maintain that. There is a second element, though, is that there really is an interest in trying to make sure that this is a part of the broader connective tissue, plans for the city and using the Prairie Line Trail as a connector from the waterfront down south to the other bike pathways through the, and really creating a city amenity that would be important, and we need to be a part of that. There was very much a strong sense that they would like this to be, in essence, an urban park, a place that people can gather and be, not just zip through on a bike, but also stay there and enjoy the there, and then the stormwater treatment. As you, I'm sure, all very much aware, doing these four things in this little space is a pretty big challenge to the design team. As we said in the report, we've just completed the schematic design. In this case, we went this month in front of the UW Architectural Commission and also the UW Landscape Commission, and they affirmed the schematic design. What we're doing now during this window of time from now to the year really sort of our first public stop, but we'll be connecting back up with the community groups over the course of the summer that had input, providing information and receiving additional comment as we go along. We do not expect that there will likely be major changes in big structural elements, which is why we think we're asking for approval here, subject to, if that were to be the case, then we would obviously come back if some feedback said, no, you need to totally adjust your thinking. But subject to all of that, we are in starting design development. We would look to have a bid process available sometime February, March, April of next year. Construction started next year. and completed by the fall of next year. So we do have the money for this first phase. There is the master plan, which has lots of added things that could happen. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we do have a first phase, and we have funding for that secured at this stage. So again, urban park, leave it open, don't leave it flexible. The rails, both literally and figuratively, serve as the basis for the design, and we'll show that as we go along. That was obviously one of the comments that came directly from this group, but from others as well, but how important the rails were to this. And as we'll show you too, there are a number of artifacts along the way. We have switchgear, we have doghouses, we have the crossing, both the pad in the street here and down here, and we have the signals. All of those are built into and will be retained into the design. And I do have pictures that will help you get to see what that will look like as well. There is a concept of maintaining the docks. We have the elevation of the rails, and then on this side, there isn't, because of the bike path going through here, there isn't so much the dock element on this side, but there is a dock element that will come along this side above that, taking recognition of the upgrade, the change in elevation that occurs on the west side of this station, and you'll see that as part of the design element too. And then there is a dedicated bike walk pathway throughout. We are a little bit ahead of the city, but the city's been a part of this process the whole time. We're a part of their process to take a look at how do you best get from here, which is the end of the UW property, to cross 21st and down to the rest of it, and from here to get to Pacific and across Pacific and down to the other arm that will go down there. So the architecture firm Atelier Dreisel was selected by the city to look at, to do the design work on the other two phases of this. So there is, in that sense, a lot of connection of the concept of working forward with it. There is a significant elevation change here, just part of our campus, part of Tacoma, actually. It's just that we get lots of elevation changes, so there are connectors that we need to build into this to manage through the elevation piece of that. And there are people who are interested in this open space having some greenery, some opportunity for trees and for spaces for art, either permanent or temporary, and we have connected that as well. So, I think Milt has large copies of this that he's supposed to be here any moment now. A large hard copy of this for you, each of you, for each of you. So, I apologize if those are not here right at the moment. But this is, look, just to orient you, this is the southern piece of the UWT station at 21st Street, working its way through the grand staircase at 19th Street down to the corner of Pacific. And that's the entirety of the length of this. And you'll see that as we go along, we have bike paths. We have some stormwater, which I'll talk a little bit of more, but the stormwater becomes here a little bit of expression areas here. And then we have some open spaces, which are quite flexible, that could be used for either temporary or permanent art. Could be used for gathering spaces as people wish to, depending on the nature of the time and the season, and demarked a bit by crossing brickwork as well as trees. So if we look at this, this is the Pacific, looking at the entry of the UWT station from the Pacific. You will note lots of things about this. The stay away from here, don't come, crummy car situation. Crummy car situation, trees, it really is uninviting in the extreme. So this is not, it will be quite different than that. You'll note that there is a small dock height difference here, and we're going to retain that dock height, but we're actually going to move it back to more like this line on the back here to open up the green space. So as I show you this, so we've taken that dock height and we've moved it back to this level, to this far back onto the roof, but we'll keep that dock height. And what we're doing then is opening this up, and this feature really stays the same all the way through. Bike path here on the, what is the east side of the bike and pedestrian paths on the east side with brick. The rails will be always visible and actually serve as the slope and the grade for this entire area. And then some grass or gravel kind of materials that where people can play with. So the rails are here as a heritage element, really literally the figurative basis for this. We have the crossing here at Commerce Street that's in the ground that will stay. We have the two crossing arms that will stay in here, and the doghouse that is up this end will stay in here as well. This will probably in many ways become the signature entrance to campus instead of the thing that we saw in the previous slide. There'll probably be some opportunity. There is an opportunity in this corner of campus, which is right on Pacific, to create some sort of artwork or some sort of gateway piece that would signal this is the entrance. We do not have that in the budget, and we do not have a design for that at this stage.
Does everybody know where we are oriented? Just right on okay. 17th and Pacific.
Right. So here we've moved up just a little bit to where we now are looking closer at the Commerce. So we're just moving up, taking a picture more from this area. And again, a lot of not so easy and friendly kind of space to get through. So here is how this will look at this place. Again, the rails serving as the basis, the crossing at Commerce. We have the two signal arms, which will still be there. Oops, go back here. And so this crossing here, we will have modern LED lighting. Part of what's paying for the grant is a lighting grant for efficient lighting. We have more legacy lighting that will go along Commerce, and that'll stay there. And we have legacy lighting up the main staircase that stays there. The UWT station piece will have this more efficient, energy efficient lighting. So this is again moving up just a little bit to between the science and the Keystone, and so now we did this just temporarily in here, cleaned it up, and now we begin to introduce that dock line here that's at the separate level. And this dock line actually starts here at the science building. It's a step up. There's a lower dock in Dugan just before that. This steps up. And this line actually carries through all the way through down the rest of the station. So you'll see that all the way through. One of the things that was discussed is could we have the kind of canopies, the industrial canopies that were there? Because of the bike path and plantings, it doesn't end because of these existing buildings that were built before we dreamed that this was even a possible thing. That doesn't make sense on this side. But on this side, it does. The design will allow for that to happen. Should we do it? We don't have enough money to do that in the first phase. But if we finish, one of the next things we'll be talking to you about, in the not too distant future, is the Tacoma Paper and Stationery Building, which is just off camera here on the right, which is really the last large legacy building that is needs to be refurbished in this historical district. And that could easily have canopies coming off of that onto the corridor. So if we had all the money in the world, we'd put these into wood, but we'll probably stain or color the concrete here to make it more of a wood-friendly area. But this dock level, as I said, is part of what we're going to maintain all the way through in the corridor. And this is the central main stairway, so a little messy here with the sign and the construction going on right now. But this is really the place where we have a lot of the elements that come together appropriately centrally. The pad on the ground, the rails, the doghouse that will stay in here, that is in this from this intersection, the light that's here. And here we do believe we have enough money to create at this dock level also a bit of the heritage using I-beams and wood as the retaining walls for this, with concrete and the metal railings, which are the same nature of the current design on campus and on Commerce Street. This is just give you a little sense. One of the things we think will be fun to do, that will be a friendly place, good lighting. Because this is a part of campus, it is also clearly right in the heart of our security bubble, safety bubble, so we will always have a security presence here on campus as we do. So this will be a very nice, friendly place. We thought we would maybe light up the signs that are the crossings at night, to add a little bit more of that sense of the history to it. Now here I've flipped you. Instead of looking south, you're now looking north, and we've moved to the southern end of the UWT station, so towards standing very near 21st Street, looking back up towards the library. So this is the one area where there's probably the most difference between what a long-term vision would be versus the first phase of this. The long-term vision is that in the master plan, is that there's another building that would be over here. There's currently a parking lot here. That there'd be a building over here, and there's currently a parking lot here. We do not have the money for those, and I think it's going to be a while until we find the money to do those. But this is the nature of this. And as you can see here, a good representation of how we expect to handle the two rain gardens that we're going to have with the rails, to allow the rails to continue and to be a part of the rain gardens in here. We also have a switchgear that will be replaced back here. We took that out right now because it's a construction pathway. And this dock height will be maintained, and this dock height, which is the old coal bunkers, will be maintained.
If I could make a note too for the commission, if you see the previous slide, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean
that. No problem.
Where you have all the, you see the wood planking there, just to let you know that actually has been thrown down there to protect the tracks.
This is an entrance way to the construction site right now, so we put this down so that it didn't damage the rails.
You're not looking at the remnants of an archaeological feature related to the rail or anything like that. No, I just wanted to be clear, because sometimes you did have decking and things like that.
So. Yes. Yeah, this was put in there as a preservation issue during this construction time. So what this will look like at the end of the phase here, of course we don't have the buildings, and we won't put in the retaining walls at this stage because of the cost issues, but we'll plant those with low maintenance plants on these two walls. But we will create the bed and the floor of the UWT station that is the long-term master plan floor here. Now the one thing I will point out here, just so I don't want anybody to be surprised, as you get down here, just off picture here towards 21st, this spur goes all the way to this side. So it actually, the bike path will cross this spur, and where the bike path crosses the spur, we would intend to cover that spur because the safety problems of having a bike walk path and having railroads in there. This main line will remain open, all invisible all the way through. So there'll just be that one small section where this spur will be covered by a bike path. Oh, of course. Sorry about that. So this is heading north again, just a little bit between the old library over here and the new library. And it just gives you a sense of the scale and what a nice gathering space this would be. Again, we could potentially put awnings over the top of this in a future, or canopies, like industrial canopies over this dock area. We could put some canopies over here and some seating here, but we do not have enough money to do that in this first phase. But a very nice, flexible space. Even in the sort of temporary place that we have right now, on a nice day, we see people out there. We would expect on a day like today, there would be a lot of people hanging out in this space. Rails, doghouse, and the two decks. So just to give you a sense of what's happening with the stormwater piece of this, again, I think we've sort of conceptually sort of minimized this, we even changed this a little bit. We expect this will not be a bio a rain garden. This will probably be a Filterra technology, so it'll be less intrusive into the design than this is. And this will take approximately 80% of the 21st Street drainage area and clean it through that Filterra. There will be piping to go down here, and we'll have two additional, we'll have two rain gardens here, one here and one here, which will look like these little beds here. They will be used to clean 20% of the water from the 21st Street shed, and this will clean the water from the 19th Street watershed. And what we'll do is we are required by terms of the grants to clean 80% of the water of the 21st Street. What we're going to do is clean 100% of the water from the 21st Street and clean water from the 19th Street. And then once they're clean, they'll go back into the storm drains before they head off down to the waterway. These two rain gardens, though, will serve a purpose. So we'll be able to we have intended engineering measuring gates, sample gathering, and be able to change and put in different types of materials in the rain gardens. So we can actually use this as an experimental station to test different types of materials and different types of beds as to how well they do in cleaning the stormwater. The intent to be that maybe we can add to the portfolio of acceptable ways of managing stormwater in an urban environment. So again, we'll clean the water, but we also have an opportunity to do practical education, practical research in the area of stormwater drainage as well. So this is just a little more of a graphic here where we will suspend. These will be probably 6 to 12 inches deep, 6 inches on this side, 12 inches on the uphill side. When an event occurs, the water will fill that up. It then drains through the material. That's how it gets cleaned as you go along. We do, again, in hopes of making sure nobody has any different ideas. There was debate about whether or not we should keep the creosote ties as a historical issue. And our intention is that's a little too much history. So in a rain cleaning, in a rain garden that's intended to clean water, we will replace the creosote ties with timber, but with environmentally friendly non-creosote timber. There is, in each of these two areas, there is a room, an intent, that there's an expression or a celebration of the water. During normal times, dry times, I shouldn't say normal times, dry times, right? During the times when it's not raining, you'll have a brick that will be in these two places, and it'll just be part of a usable part of the walkway. When the storm water comes, there will be a small expression of water over this, so it will be a remembrance and a sign that we're managing that storm water, and a little bit of a celebration of that during a storm event. But in these two areas, there is an opportunity for a third area down here, but we don't have enough money to do that, and so we will not be doing that in the first phase, and that would be taking care of the 17th Street basin, but we don't expect to do that at this stage. So we are, as I said, I think what we're looking for, unlike, you know, many projects and certainly a lot of any building projects, schematic doesn't give you there's still a lot of room of what's going to happen between schematic and full design or design development. The nature of this thing, we think that we do have to decide materials, but they're going to be done from a palette of materials that's represented here. We're not started over with that. And the basic elements, we think, since we're trying to deal with all four of those challenges that we talked about earlier, goals for the place, we don't see moving the elements around a lot, because if we move the bikeway one way or other, then we start to mess up the other uses. If we move the stormwater around, we would start to mess up the other uses. So we expect that this design concept is really going to be, in essence, what is intended to be built. There'll be some, we haven't chosen plant materials yet, we haven't chosen the tree types yet, so we will, there are those decisions that need to get made during the course of the design development. With that, and we do intend, you know, to take, well, obviously your comments now, but Milt is going to be on point for receiving feedback continually here over the summer as well.
Thank you very much. I think at this time it is commissioner's time for questions and comments. Would anyone like to begin?
I really like this design. Really, I think it's thoughtful, and I really like how the stormwater drainage and the rain runoff ponds have been reconfigured so that the ties, you know, are always visible. And I think that the historical integrity of the whole rail feature is being very well respected. I'm curious, I get two questions. Number one, the LED lighting on the back. I was wondering if that's definite feature of the stormwater plazas. And my other question is, how much of the rail ties, like the creosote soaked rail ties, will be removed, and, you know, like percentage wise, what would be covered up?
Right. So the first one, the LED lighting on the stormwater celebration, is that what I'm not sure.
Yep, that was my question. This picture on the
front of the, that's
is that a possibility or a definite?
That's a possibility, but I think mostly what we expect is that the LED lighting will come along the eastern side rather than over this. The lighting that comes off of the western side will probably come off the building lighting that's there on the upper top level. That is a detail in terms of exact placement of things that we'll do in the final design element. Sorry, and your second question was?
My second question was what percentage of the historical material?
Yes. So our intent at this point is that we will remove the historical the ties in the rain garden areas and retain them in the rest of it. I think the cost of the creosote has localized contamination problems. It isn't a migratory problem. It isn't a storm. It isn't a water migrated problem. So we think that, for the most part, leaving them there is okay, except we don't think, since we're going to have to move around in that rain garden, and because of the mission of the rain garden, that changing those out would make good sense. But the rest will probably, at this stage, we would intend to leave the rest of them in place.
I appreciate your responsiveness, I think, to some earlier comments. It's a good design. I apologize for being late, so you may have answered my question already. At the last point on the design elements, the plan for three places of honor and recognition.
So
I wonder what that was.
So what we've done,
I'm really curious.
Yeah. I can use this one. So what we've done is there are a few places we know that we would probably like to, as part of public sort of display, have the ability to honor things there. And we may honor at, probably have a plaque or a place of honoring for the PLT itself, you know, as part of it, as a historical statement. Whether or not that's, we might use the dog houses to be involved with that, or we might use one of these rooms that we're creating here. So one of the other ones that we know that we're actively looking is a place of honoring and remembrance through a sculpture for the Japanese language school, and so we don't anticipate that we're going to have 15 or 20 of those opportunities, but we think we have good opportunities, at least one opportunity in each of these big rooms, basically, that we could potentially on or something that was relevant to this part of the history of this part of the section of the PLT.
Other questions or comments? If there are no further comments, I would ask for movement towards crafting a motion.
And I'll just want to note for the commissioners who are here for my early remarks that the staff recommendation, when we wrote the staff report, we have since clarified that this schematic design is actually presented as a more or less final design. There may be small things that change, but nothing major. And so the recommendation of pending final design submittal in the summer is actually no longer part of the staff's recommendation at this point. So just approval of the schematic design.
Thank you. If no one wants to step forward, I'll designate someone. Go ahead, Commissioner York, as you're looking at.
I'd move that the application for the Prairie Line Trail design process be approved by this commission, and for the area between 17th and 21st streets along the railroad corridor.
I seconded it.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner York and second by Commissioner Luce. Is there discussion on the motion or amendments to? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. Motion passes.
Well, thank you, and we really do appreciate your very thoughtful input into this, and I take it by your vote that we were able to be responsive to that, and so we were, but that was our goal and objective, and I think it's going to be a great space.
I think it is too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Excited about it, but kind of surprised to see that the tracks and some of the switches weren't there at the beginning.
Right.
Maybe that was just in the renderings we were looking at.
Yeah, no, I think that was in the concept stage, and there certainly were concepts in which those elements would not be present in the way that they are in the schematic. So I think but we clearly heard the feedback, and we're trying to be responsive.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, it can be really kind of cool.
Thank you all. Moving on to item 4, chair comments. I have none at this time. Item 5 is board briefing. I don't believe we have one here. Item 6, board business preservation planning. Are there any comments from staff?
I just have a couple. First of all, I was going to say something that I've now set my mind. But first, you have a correspondence from Dokomomo Wiwa, which is the modernism folks, and endorsing and recommending the Tacoma School District that they place the Hoyt building on the register. There's not a proposal to do that at this time, but this is a correspondence that we're CC'd on that has gone to the superintendent's office. The Hoyt was identified in the, I think, 2009 school district report on their historic resources, and so there's a feeling among many people that should be part of the school district's historic schools inventory. So just to let you know. The second thing is I just wanted to make sure that, the commissioners are aware that the city's budget workshop process is going on right now. And so there's, I think, 10 of them. I think one happened already. There's one tonight that we're probably missing. And then 8 others. And so I won't say anything else. I'll just say that if you go onto the city's website and look at the actual budget presentation of the numbers there, you'll see that there's a challenge ahead for the city. So if you're interested or if you have comments to make on that, just go ahead and check it out.
With that, I would open up the floor to comments or announcements from commissioners. Commissioner Ray?
I'm trying to recall exactly the content of the letter that was drafted the first time we saw a presentation from UWT, and I didn't bring it up because I didn't feel that it was germane to design as presented, but did we not request an inventory of historic artifacts that were associated with that corridor? And was that ever provided, if so?
That was part of that was in the letter. Tony has it right here. I'm just reading the whole thing. So what it says is the commission believes it is critical that a preservation plan be developed that identifies and provides strategies for maintaining and restoration of these elements. And we understand that the university may have commissioned a study at the start of the project that addresses this at least partially. And so the question hasn't been revisited formally. I know that Artifacts Consulting did a Prairie Line Trail analysis for the university early in the process. At this point, so that request was made. There hasn't been a preservation plan per se submitted that goes along with this project, except to say that the response from the project team was just to go ahead and say, you know, the elements that are here, we're going to incorporate them in the design and keep them at this point. So yes and no, I guess, is the answer. And if you'd like to see the letter, I have it.
Yeah, I've got a copy too. I was just curious about that.
I think all the doghouses and switches and so forth have been identified and on the trail are flagged on the map on there. I believe they're anything that they missed. I've only walked it once, but when I was looking at those things, it was after we had our first meeting about it, was looking for historical identified marks that they might be moving out of there, and it looks like to me they've got them pretty well identified.
It could be. I mean, if the commission wanted to send another sort of post meeting letter, just recommending, you know, or revisiting that question, saying, you know, this is part of the recommendations made, and we'd like to see some of that, or at least have that addressed. You know, it wouldn't be probably inappropriate to follow up on that as a sort of friendly letter.
Commissioner Ray, would you like to make a motion to the effect that we draft a friendly letter to the effect that the inventory that was completed at the beginning be submitted into the design record as preservation? I don't know how quite to say that.
Or maybe, you know, maybe just saying that, you know, as part of the letter we sent, you know, February 22nd, it was mentioned that some sort of preservation plan or strategy that
right,
identifies
exactly
the elements to be created, and we you know, like to know if that's been done, and you know, and if not, recommend that it be done.
I mean, thank you.
That's
okay. Yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
I mean, either way, I can work with you on that too.
Okay.
Can I also add the same thing? I did ask this question the last time that Milt presented, and he gave me a yes, of course answer that the archaeological, if they're digging for the rain gardens.
Doing 106 process.
I expect that the process kicks in appropriately, but if we're writing a letter, then maybe.
I can provide you. I know that there's no 106 on it because there's no federal access for it. The amount of ground disturbance on the project is so minimal that it's probably going to be CEQA exempt. But the University of Washington will be putting a UDP or unanticipated discovery plan into the project documents. That was something that I don't know they were presently going to have. We had a meeting about this the other day because I knew this.
Wouldn't CEQA kick in just because they're on an archaeological site anyway, and within a mile of water?
That's a good question. I my understanding is that it's not, there are sites in proximity, but there's...
Yeah, it's disturbed.
Right.
But that's what I've heard,
and I don't know, that probably decision path is going to be identified here really shortly, if not already. But definitely, I mean, if, you know, as a kind of a, you know, post meeting concern, I just want to make sure the archaeological issue is included.
Well, if we're writing a letter, then you might as well mention. I guess the rain ponds didn't seem so deep that. And I already brought it up, so I didn't feel the need to say the same question twice, but as long as we're writing one, why not?
Why not?
I just want to let you know that I did bring it up again this week with them, so just to make sure that it was an issue on their radar screen.
Any other areas of concern, commissioners? All right. Hearing no further comment.
I just said need a motion for it.
Yes. Commissioner Ray, would you make a motion that a letter following up on the just discussed items, namely equipment inventory and archaeological items of discovery, be drafted?
Yes, I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ray, second by Commissioner Luce. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. Motion passes. If there are no other comments or announcements, we are adjourned.